Stephen Miller, Illegal Aliens Biden Brought Are in Our Cities Collecting Welfare. By Pam Key on January 28, 2025. White House Deputy Chief of Staff Stephen Miller said Tuesday on CNN's The Lead that the millions of people who illegally crossed the U.S.-Mexico border during the Biden administration has resulted in non-citizens collecting welfare in large cities like New York, like Los Angeles. Host Jake Tapper said, "Let me ask you a question about, because one of the reasons that President Trump got elected, according to President Trump in an interview, I think it was with Kristen Welker of NBC, was because of grocery prices, not the only reason, but a reason was high prices, inflation, especially at the grocery." The Department of Agriculture says that between 2020 and 2022, 42% of crop workers were undocumented immigrants, and in many cases, as you know, these migrants do jobs many Americans do not want to do. So how does President Trump make sure that the effort to deport people who are not in this country legally doesn't end up hurting Americans who want safe borders? Absolutely, but also don't want to see even more higher prices in groceries. Miller said, "Well, I'm sure it's not your position, Jake. You're just asking the question that we should supply America's food with exploitative, illegal alien labor. I obviously don't think that's what you're implying. Only 1% of alien workers in the entire country work in agriculture. The top destination for illegal aliens are large cities like New York, like Los Angeles, and small industrial towns. Of course, all across the heartland, as we've seen with the Biden floods, none of those illegal aliens are doing farm work." He continued, "The illegal aliens that Joe Biden brought into our country are not full stop doing farm work. They are not. The illegal aliens he brought in from Venezuela, from Haiti, from Nicaragua, they are not doing farm work. They are in our cities collecting welfare. As for the farmers, there is a guest worker program that President Trump supports over time as well. We will transition into automation so we'll never have to have this conversation ever again." Miller added, "But there's no universe in which this nation is going to allow the previous president to flood our nation with millions and millions of illegal aliens who just get to stay here. We are especially not going to allow a subset of those illegal aliens to rape and murder our citizens. So we are going to unapologetically enforce our immigration laws. As I'm sure you will celebrate, we are going to unleash the power and might of the U.S. government to eradicate the presence of transnational threats on our soil." Follow Pam Key on X @PamKeenan.